All right, fuck it, let's bowl.
That's from Big Capacity. This is Kendrick.
Hey, it's Kyle.
And Joe.
And we're spitting in the stream of consciousness. Wait, I didn't fuck it up that time. No, I fucked it up at the end, though. We are recording without a net.
Dun, dun, dun.
Meaning
normally we use a net.
Yeah, like, we have one in the car.
No, there's a person called Annette, and we have her here to help keep track of
Annette
it.
Yeah, Annette in the car.
Yeah, and she's not here today.
Why was that not what I was saying? Was you didn't even know. What was that? Oh, my God. There was almost a non-accident because Kendrick stopped 500 feet away from the person who was...
Because I don't trust human beings.
Did you check that my bag didn't just totally dump out?
No, it was actually Kyle's bag that just launched, so...
Good.
It's okay.
I don't care about that. It's just that if there's one thing you can rely on, it's that other drivers are idiots.
Yeah.
And they're trying to kill you with their cars.
Yeah.
You'll notice no one stops at stop signs or looks before they just...
So is the topic here going to be like traffic and its many uses?
Traffic and its many uses. It increases your blood pressure, so if you have chronically low blood pressure, you've got that option going for you.
Well, your bag is just not going to stay.
Joe, you are sucking at bag management. Somehow it's going to be your fault.
I put it... it's fine. As long as it's, you know...
It's fine.
I just want
it
to just let it be
good.
On
it's
the fine. Ground.
It's okay. It's okay. So, yeah.
That's the intro for
That's
this.
The intro for this episode.
Stream of consciousness.
This one will be potpourri for 500.
That's... I thought we just said traffic and its many uses.
Okay, traffic.
Well, so, the thing I hate the most about traffic is I never... I feel like I don't ever cause it, but I'm always in it. But I'm causing it because I'm in it, but I'm not. Am I? What's happening?
That is an ontological struggle. You are contributing to traffic, but it doesn't feel like you are because it's the culmination of a bunch of people who aren't doing anything on their own, fucking it up for the people that's in the streets. Quite literally, the people that's in the streets,
and like,
not the people in City Hall.
I mean,
City Hall.
Look, I'm not gonna be an asshole here.
Okay, that's so stupid.
I text while I drive.
Get over it. Say that in recording.
Get over
it. They'll get you now.
Get over
it. They will find
you. I also download movies illegally.
Oh, boy.
And I poop on stuff. That's not my own.
I don't know who this man is who's in my car. Help.
I am Kendrick Evans.
That's
my name.
That's not
Kendrick Evans.
I don't poop on things.
That's not true.
Not
out of all the things that I said I just did, you picked the one that you actually do.
I don't. That's not. We changed the subject.
So... Traffic
is a form of cheese.
It's not okay. It is kind of like an annoying
holes
cheese
in it.
That
it
you don't
smells
ever
bad.
Want to eat.
You don't want to sit on it too
so it's
long.
It's like a Limburger Swiss.
I don't think that's a cheese. Is that a cheese?
Well, it's what you just described.
Limburger Swiss? Like, that would be like a soft cheese with holes in it.
Yeah.
That sounds
be
awful.
A fucking nightmare.
That sounds
but
terrible.
But this traffic is like, I text and drive, and I still feel like I'm a better driver than some of the people on the road that are causing traffic. Like,
I think that if you were missing your limbs... And drunk off your ass, you'd be a better driver than a lot of people on the road because most people are, in fact, idiots.
So let's do a little brief overview of like certain driving etiquette, right? So there's highway etiquette and then there's non-highway etiquette.
I'm sure we'll disagree. So
I'm not very
good.
Familiar with highway etiquette.
You're wrong.
Or, no, with not highway etiquette. I drive on the highways a lot. Like I've been driving on the highways for a very long time. Leftmost lane is for passing. So if you're not actively passing people, get out of the lane. And actively passing means that, you know, you're going
overtaking,
and you can go back in every time. That's up to you. Like, if you know you're actively going to pass someone soon, there's intent. There's a difference. I feel like there's a fundamental difference between someone who's actively, who understands what they're doing in that lane and someone who doesn't.
Okay.
That's fine if you disagree with that, because you're wrong.
Well,
but
I'm going to let you finish before I bring in my observations that will break these things.
The rightmost lane is for getting on and off the highway. So you get on and off the highway in that lane because that's where the exits are most of the time, unless people are trolling and they made exits in like
the left,
the middle lane, or
screw
like
screw you, CDOT.
Yeah, go fuck yourselves. Go fuck yourselves. And I don't know. I mean, you.
And then the remaining lanes are all bets are off, huh?
Well, like, I don't know. I'm not sure. Like, if you just need to be making sure that I think there's just a basic structure of every lane is going faster than the previous lane to the right.
Typically so, yeah.
And so, if you're not going faster than the lane to the right, get the fuck out of my way!
Now, how did this apply to gridlock when all the lanes are kind of just moving at different rates?
Well, gridlock should never happen. So
okay, so
gridlock
I get
is,
it. No,
is
I get
like,
it. It's a violation of the natural order of things and it represents chaos and so we should kill it.
No. Those things are dissociated.
Okay.
There's no pleasure in traffic.
So, more like corn, then.
Sure. Like, more like Nurgle because you decay.
Yeah, sure. I feel like it's more Nurgle.
I feel like it tends to lead to violence, but...
Yeah, no, that's fair. If I had tequila in my car and I was in traffic, people would be dead today.
That's usually a reliable thing. Just a tequila-based driving.
No, I mean like from the gun.
Oh! Tequila. And we, too, want your business. That's a weird sentence.
Wow.
There needs to be more commas in that. So today we're going to troll Dakota Trailways Bus Company because they don't know how grammar works. All right, but anyway, we got driving down.
It's like a few... Okay, so... I just understand there's a certain flow to the highway.
Yeah.
And when you don't go with the flow of the highway, like, you're kind of an asshole.
Yeah, I would agree. Now, I would agree with that in that it comes from two elements that are crucial. One is... Our cars are asymmetric. The reason we made that decision, I'm still not 100% sure on, but they are asymmetric. It is easier to see people on your left side and your rear left side than it is on your right side and your rear right side. Because of this, it is demonstrably and statistically shown to be safer to pass people on the left than to pass them on the right.
Yep.
As a result, all these other laws follow from that. That's really the core piece, which is it's easier to pass, it's safer to be passed on the right, or not, passed on the left, and pass on the right, because that way when you're looking to your right, you see the person can look to their left, see you. That's how it works, right? From that, it makes logical sense that the fastest lane would be the leftmost lane, the slowest lane would be the rightmost lane. From that, you can logically infer that the entering and exiting of the highway, where your speed is going to change the most, it would make sense to put those on the rightmost side. All these are simply logical constructions based off of the simple premise that we have asymmetric vehicles.
Yeah.
Right? So anything that goes with that would probably be a reliable statement. Anything that doesn't go with it would be something that's suspect.
I agree. And every time you see something bad happening in traffic, it's because people aren't following these fundamental assumptions about how cars work.
Yes.
Like, people passing on the right. Like, that is considered to be dangerous. I think it's illegal.
It's often... It can get you a citation, okay. But it's extremely difficult to prove because if the flow of traffic is just jacked up, you're not expected to just stop and go in lockstep with the guy next to you, because exactly. That can cause gridlock worse.
Yeah, and so...
What it really means is that the people on the left should have all merged to the right, but changing lanes is also more dangerous. Every time you change lanes, you're increasing your risk of collision.
Agreed.
This is also a statistical thing.
There's some people that go like this,
yeah,
though.
But this is shown.
No, I don't
literally
mean
every
mean
single
they pass and then come back to
yeah.
the lane.
And that's actually, that's tricky, because that's technically more in line with the recommendations of our logical structure we built, but it's also demonstrably less safe to change lanes. There is a body of research that indicates the more often you change lanes, it represents doing something with your car, changing something. And when you change something...
Doesn't, like, accelerating and decelerating...
Well,
accelerating
and decelerating can also... That's also a good point. If you accelerate past a bunch of people, it increases your chance of collision, because they're less likely to be able to predict your behavior. And every time you act in a way that's unpredictable to other drivers, you increase the chances of being in collision.
That's a good point, because I think that people... I think driving is an active man's game.
I would concur.
You don't drive... I think defensive driving is good. You should know how to handle yourself when someone's coming at you 1,000 miles an hour. But being what I like to call, and is the completely wrong term, an offensive driver, being someone who is actively doing things to make themselves safer in a car regardless of what other people around them are doing.
Absolutely.
Like knowing when lanes you can go into to get out of the way is a defensive move. But, like, getting into a safer lane is it like what I would consider an offensive move. Not offensive in the same way, but like proactive, I guess.
Proactive. Active driving.
Yeah, and that's what it goes back to.
And it's the same thing, like, I don't look at the car in front of me. I look 12 cars ahead of me, if I can.
So you just don't look at the car? There's like 12 cars between you and that car, though.
If I stop, then and if he stops hard, we're all dead.
Oh, God.
So I am always looking further down the road, like all that crap over there.
That's what they teach you from day one, though.
And nobody does.
Driving on the road by yourself, if you look at right in front of you, you'd be swerving all over the place. They teach you to look further down.
And nobody does it.
Yeah.
They also teach you all kinds of things like stop at stop signs, yield at yield signs, how roundabouts work. No one does these things. They also teach you that in order to make a right turn on a red light, you have to come to a complete stop behind the white line that illustrates the stopping point of the intersection. And nobody does that.
Also, you have to indicate which direction you're turning.
And every time you change lanes, and every time you enter or exit a roadway, have to use indicators, and nobody does that. It also says weaving is not recommended, where you're rapidly changing lanes. That's discouraged as well. So there's plenty of things that are taught that nobody fucking does. So the question, I think, the next part of this conversation is obviously people suck at driving, right? It is the leading cause of death. that's not health related. I think it's currently, what is it, heart disease and then vehicular accidents or vehicular collisions.
Okay.
You can check me. You can check me on that if you feel like it. But I'm pretty sure that it's, if it's not leading, it's in the top five causes of death.
Traffic accidents?
Yeah.
In America?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It's like, it's like
maybe cause of an injury.
I mean, it's like heart disease, cancer, cars. Like that's it. So if you don't die from your bone body killing you, you die from a car killing you.
Is that that seems?
Look it up. Crazy. Look it up. But I mean, think about it. What else would it be? What else would you die from? Our murder rate, well, people complain about it a lot, really is not that high. Suicide rate, distressingly high, but not that high. But while you search for that, what I'm saying is, if you're gonna, okay, fine, got it. Just all right. I mean, you can look up leading causes of death in the United States really quickly. Find it, it's on there. Just call bullshit on me right now. But regardless of whether it is in the top five or not, I'm positing that it is, but even if it isn't, it still takes the lives of thousands of people every year.
Every and second.
Every minute, 100 million people die from car accidents in America.
Oh my God. Why are we using these things?
They're death traps. They're death traps, but they're just, they make your dick feel so hard. So,
now who's being perverted?
Still me. Always been me. Never was, wasn't me.
Leading causes of death.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to stat it up.
Heart disease, 611,000.
Okay.
Cancer, 584,000.
Boom.
Chronic lower respiratory disease, 149,000.
Okay.
Accidents, unintentional injury, 130,000.
Does that include vehicular, do you think?
That doesn't say yet. I could go to the PDF, but...
Okay.
Let's see, that was...
Is there any vehicular on there? Because I bet you it's under accidents.
Yeah, probably.
Because it's not...
Suicide. The next one is a stroke, Alzheimer's, diabetes, influenza, necrotic syndrome.
And there's going to be manslaughter somewhere or homicide, but it's not going to be very high. So vehicular manslaughter probably counts as accidents, I would bet. But, I mean, that's... What else are you going to die from? It's weird chronic health problems like that and falling down the stairs onto some bullets. That's not what that is. That's not what that is. What I was saying, though, is if you want to have a big public outcry, you know, for health and safety and life and liberty and whatever else it is.
Justice?
You
really can we put looking, justice
yeah,
in there?
Justice, like justice. Go for it.
How about cheese? We always like to talk about cheese.
Yeah, the public good of cheese.
Outcry for cheese!
It's that we should stop driving cars.
Or, this is a good thing, we're going right into it, automated!
If we don't have a thing, a sound effect for automated yet, this will be the day that I make it. I'm just going to go there and be like, automated. And I'll just play that constantly.
Awesome.
That's it's not true. An actual sound effect,
automated. But you know what else that means? We have a chance for science.
What?
Yeah.
That's all. I was just going to do the what.
That's fine. That's good. Go for it. And I believe there was a Huffington Post article about how bad automated cars are. So, HuffPo, fuck you. Yeah. And there, I think we got through all of our half-assed, lame attempts at catchphrases. Joe, did you have one?
I don't remember if I had one.
Well, if you didn't, then you don't. So, that's on you. Work on that. Get back to me later in your off times. Okay. So, basically, that's what I'm saying. Automated. Because automated cars, computers are very good at things like following rules. Logical inference. Those constructs I said. Remember how I set this up from the beginning? To say there are logical things about how it's safer to view from this side than that side?
Do you think that everything that has transpired in this podcast today is done so according to your design?
Yes.
And that you have finished the construction of this electrical doggy fence? Mm. I can't. The references got too deep there.
I don't even know what that actually technically was because I don't know what that
was. I was balls deep there.
Balls deep.
Balls
out all the way, I guess. So, yeah, automated. Because if you think about all of the issues we run into, the number of issues that I would like, actually, I should look this up. I'm talking out of my ass right now. Maybe I'll post, when we post this, I'll post whether I was right or wrong on some of these things.
I looked at the thing and I was like, oh my God, there's like a billion numbers.
But I mean, like, well, we'll do it later. And what I'm thinking is, as far as I'm aware, the leading cause of vehicular collisions, fatal vehicular collisions, the mechanical malfunction is nowhere near a dominating factor in that equation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that.
So I would suggest that the operation of the vehicles is not the issue. One might go so far as to say that they are fully operational.
Oh my.
Which
fucking Christ.
Would mean that it's human error is the primary cause. And so if we can extract human error and reduce it down to functioning machines, the only injuries we will have will be vehicular malfunctions. The responsibility of vehicles will be higher, so the cause of death will be more likely vehicular malfunctions, which is a concern. But the deaths will be so much lower, it'll be a lot easier to tolerate.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, I imagine all the shit we could do if we didn't have to. Now we're going into the nonsense part because yeah, well, numbers are fun.
It's mostly nonsense.
We could play D&D in a car. You could play a board game in a car. Absolutely. You could play video games in a car. You could masturbate in a car.
I already
with
do
other
that.
People, and so it'd be like mutual masturbation.
But consider our whole culture would change if we no longer had to operate a motor vehicle to get where you wanted. Our whole culture could completely change. And then the other part about it is how many of our road systems are built for the sole purpose of preventing fucking morons from murdering themselves and others. Think about it. Look at the size of that shoulder over there. That is a whole lane. Look at the size of that stupid fast lane that we all paid for that they're still charging for. That's a whole other lane. Look at all the space between these cars right here. If you had an automated road... Here's the other thing. Look at that big fuck-off divider in the middle there. Look at all the wasted space that takes up just to stop us from running into each other. Seriously, what's that there for?
Dude, but if the computers, then Skynet, now Terminator.
So? That sounds fun.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, you have to care about humanity.
I just like the idea of... Go ahead, Jeff.
No, that's okay.
No, I was...
No, I was literally... I was just talking.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I was just
going
to talk about something in a car. No, there's a spider on me.
Farts!
Can
you mind? My new catchphrase, farts.
Farts!
But it comes like a
you
fart.
You already say farts.
If you say what, and then I say farts. There's a cop. Everyone slam on your brakes.
Hey, guys. That's another thing that you should do on the road.
Oh, my God.
It's basically a rule of the highway.
If you see a cop, slam on your brakes.
Yes, slam on him as hard as you can, because that cop won't know you were speeding if you slam on your brakes.
Yeah, and if you cause a collision, you're not at fault. If he slams on
the
brakes,
fault, if
because, yeah, exactly. That guy holds up in court every time.
God damn it, cop.
Every
why are
time.
You on the highway?
Why are you even here? But anyway, Kyle.
I was going to say, think of how much more productive you could be if you didn't have to drive to work.
Yes.
Someone who's been driving at least an hour to and from work every day, for my whole adult life.
All 2 years of it.
There's at least 3.5 years of an adult life that I have.
All 35 years of it.
Yes.
Now no one can guess your age.
Oh, I'm ageless.
No, you're just between 25 and 55.
Well, if you don't have any age associated with you, are you not ageless?
Nope. That's not true.
I think that's true. I'm pretty sure it's true and I'm right.
But
so.
I would agree with you in the terms that the more free time we can have, it basically, through the dawn of time up till now, the increase in free time has led to much cooler lives for human beings.
Yeah.
And a lot
like
of people
this podcast.
Like this very fucking podcast we're cocking doing.
Cocking, damn it.
I went there. I got weirdly mad.
Bone
I'm sorry.
Ethnic fuck up.
Wow. Yeah. So anyway, what I'm saying is, the fact that I don't have to work in a field
what
all day.
What would you say the key thing is?
The key thing is the thing you put in the dash to turn the car on. That's my Raptor laugh.
I'm screeching.
I'm never doing it again until I find out how that sounds on tape. And I bet you it doesn't sound good. So I'll probably do it again. Anywho, think about how labor-saving devices have literally made humanity into a far more interesting group of monkeys than we've ever been before. Think about the fact that what the car allows us to do. I'm no longer stuck in one geography. Think about what, computers have done. Now all six of us can listen to our voices just a few days later if we wanted to.
All six of us meaning the three in the car and us listening to ourselves?
Yeah,
us
yes. Future.
But how are the people in the Banav gun cross?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, that was Austin Powers reference, actually. Touche. Touche.
This is me starting a close look at for myself.
Oh shit, drive the car.
Oh God. And Joe, what are you doing?
Joe!
I was about to come in.
So we decided, speaking of things that are not even remotely related to what we're talking about.
Potpourri from 500.
No, it's traffic and... Joe, we've decided today that Joe lives outside of conversational time.
Mm.
So he's either behind it or ahead of it. And so I think it should be in our best interest to set Joe up for things as often as possible.
I would completely agree.
Okay.
But I have no ideas right now, so I'm going to run
on
the
rotation. No, we're good. It'll happen naturally.
The listeners at home
I'm doing this thing with my hand again where I'm like
smoothing something out. I'm not really sure what he's smoothing.
It's El Natural.
It's disturbing.
It's smooth.
He's touching me.
I didn't touch him yet. I haven't touched him. I haven't touched him.
2 out of 5 people think that he didn't touch me, and the remaining 7 said he did, so.
Well, 4 out of 5 dentists agree that you're a piece of shit right now.
Yeah, that's because 4 of your cousins are dentists, and I robbed them.
Not my fault. Not my fault this is happening.
Rick and Morty. So, it's funny we're talking about traffic because by sheer luck, we're not actually in much of it just yet. So this will be this. You'll notice in this podcast, we'll all of a sudden increase in frustration and relevance as we hit traffic and start getting more mad about it. But
it would be really, really ironic if the day that we were doing the podcast about traffic, there was no traffic that we had to hit.
It would also be really ironic if we also then had an hour in traffic and had extra long traffic related.
Yeah, but I feel like we'd all be a lot angrier with that.
I feel like we'd just devolve into a weird sing-song, and then the podcast would become sort of a sample of our madness that we played at an eventual trial.
Oh, no, that's true, because it would devolve much like our sanity has over the 20-so years that we've been alive.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. This is just full circling so hard. I full circled so hard in this podcast.
I feel like that shouldn't be something you say ever again.
I feel like I want to say more because you said that.
I feel like that's how I tricked you into saying it.
What?
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 What? It's too much like you. No, I realize now. I was just copying you, Kyle. I'm sorry. What instead I'm going to do is I'm going to be all soft. I'll be like, yeah, farts.
Oh yeah, farts. There's another cop. We better jam on our brakes.
Everybody should slam on the brakes.
Slam your brakes on now.
Wiggle their steering wheels around. Don't change lanes.
Quick, stick your butt out the window.
Yeah. Pull the dead hooker out of the window.
Pop the trunk and let things fall out.
Go for it.
All that dirty laundry.
You can do that. Actually, with my car, you can't do that. You cannot operate the rear door from the inside. Note that now in case we flip and you die.
Stop fighting now.
Stop riding now. Look around. Just look around you. So, I guess where we're going is we should automate absolutely everything because then eventually we'll reach a post-scarcity world. Hi, Garion. That would free us from any economic limitations and would cause the singularity, which would eventually mean that all of us can live a life of constant luxury where we literally fight only over physical position because everything else, all of our other needs are taken care of.
Yeah, yeah, and then we can not wear clothes and, like, run around and, like, eat cheese pizzas all the time that have, like...
Cheese pizzas?
Meat on them?
No!
And let me finish.
We will fight over this, sir.
Yeah, I never understood... Eating a cheese pizza to me is like playing a human in D&D. Where you're like, I could be anything.
I think it's more like...
But I'm going to be a human.
I feel like it's going to a bar and ordering a bottle of Bud Light.
My dad does that, so...
Well, it's still sad, though, isn't it?
Actually... I am proud of you, Father, who's never going to listen to this podcast, because you have ventured out more in beer in the last year than I've ever seen you do in your entire life, while still managing to have multiple cases of Bud Light in the fridge at
home.
In
your pockets at all times.
Yes.
And not to insult your dad, Eric.
Oh,
but.
Hashtag.
But. There's nothing wrong with going out and ordering a Bud Light in a bar. It just has that sort of like bland quality. It's like ordering a cheese pizza. I'm not gonna go up to you and slap a cheese pizza at you.
If you're going to a bar to drink beer, you probably shouldn't go to a bar to drink Bud Light.
Well, and I'm not gonna tell you to do that or not, but that's what I'm equating it to. Is what I'm saying is like ordering a cheese pizza is like ordering a Bud Light in a bar.
What if it's a 6 cheese pizza?
Like that's not a cheese pizza, now it's a 6 cheese pizza. It's different.
But if it was a 1,300 billion cheese pizza.
If you could find 1,300,
that's a big
pizza.
It's at least a trillion cheeses.
I feel like
it's like the hyper shredded. So it's
I feel like that's gonna be noisy. Hyper threaded. I got it. I just didn't think it was funny. Okay.
Oh god.
I can kill you with my car.
I can kill you with my hyper-threaded cheese.
That's not that good. But I feel like the flavors would just all not
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't even think there's 13 trillion cheeses.
You could probably find them, but while you're doing that, I'm just going to go ahead and live my life and do nothing related to that.
Guys, but what if I did make a 13,000...
I'd eat it. I mean, I'd eat a piece.
Cheese pizza. Well,
but all I'm saying is, if is ordering a pizza, a cheese pizza, a regular...
Just calm the fuck down and eat the fucking pizza. Just chill. What did he say?
Just eat the fucking candy bar and be cool. Then we can chat. So,
thank you, Picnic Face.
Picnic Face.
Oh, here it goes.
Oh, yeah, we found the traffic.
I feel alive for the first time.
We are now stopped on the highway.
Fox. Well, to be fair, though, the other lanes are not stopped, and I feel like this is a point at which usually...
I could jump out of this lane, but all these people are going over.
No, you're fine.
And also, I don't care. So fine. Also, I really don't care because we made pretty fantastic time regardless. Yeah. So
this podcast won't be an hour and a half long.
It won't. It'll barely be a half hour, actually, probably. But
it'll barely be a half hour.
Anywhoozy. So I'm just going to rear-end this Jeep for shits and grins.
Yeah, fuck Jeep.
Shits and grins.
Wait.
A bunch of dick bees everywhere. Two of them.
Burp.
Hashtag burps. Where were we with that one? Cheese pizza, right? Nothing wrong with cheese pizza. It's just like you're missing an opportunity to stuff your face with all kinds of greasy meats and spices. And
that's true.
It's just sauces.
Even some vegetables taste good on a pizza.
Well, with pizza specifically, I like trying new things on pizza because pizza is one of those strange vessels that you can put almost anything on and have it be kind of an adventure.
Like that weird Thai pizza I had in Old Chicago. Chicago pizza, give us money.
Yeah, that would be fucking cool.
Like, you can try.
Can we get sponsored by Old Chicago?
Holy dick, yeah, that'd be
awesome. I want that. I want to go to there. So what I'm saying, though, is there, I guess in that sense, a cheese pizza is more like a canvas upon which you will build your food.
Yeah.
Than it is a food unto itself. It's like having a piece of bread with nothing on it. Yeah, you could do it. Not going to stop you from doing it. That's fine. Sometimes you want bread. But you really need to make a sandwich out of that shit. Or you are wasting your life. And you only have precious few heartbeats left before you die.
Like six. Like, I counted.
Wait. I'm not going to... We're going to die.
Uh-huh. Well,
that means you guys have about six heartbeats, too. Because if that's how many I have left, I'm driving the car.
Shit.
So, best of luck.
I hope I have less than you guys.
Do it.
I will.
Do it. I'm going to.
And that's...
Stella.
Stella!
Don't need to say it like that.
That's from...
Simpsons.
Sorry, what is that? These cones. Fuck that cone, guys. Fuck that cone.
Fuck that cone in particular.
Fuck that one in particular. Where are you going? That's not... You can't change lanes yet. There are rules. This is not NOM. That one's Big Lebowski. For anyone who doesn't know that, fuck off and die. Wow, I mean, go watch Big Lebowski.
Yeah, so we're going to pause the podcast, or you should pause the podcast. Type of time thing will happen where one of us is not doing something so the other one can
watch
Big
Lebowski. We'll all stop for a moment so you have a good time to pause it right now. Okay, now welcome back.
We don't have... Okay,
it's a good time.
Got it.
Thank you.
I understand what's happening.
I just wanted to give them a chance to pause.
Now the dude abides, man.
Get yourself Caucasian.
I wonder if these podcasts turn into, like, five-hour endeavors because everyone has to watch, like, four movies to get, like,
no
the references.
All we're doing right now is we're filling the list. So when we go get picked up somewhere, they'll be like, look at that. They got 500 backlogged episodes. You were like, yeah.
Look at that. Nobody liked them
garbage.
For 6 years.
They're all garbage. But we've got them. Content. Because the hardest part about this shit, content. The easiest part, also content. Really, it's kind of paradoxical.
Yeah, it's kind of strange because you can just, like, shit, and then you have it, and then you took a picture and posted it, and then wrote a story about your poop.
So the problem with podcasts, and their many uses, is that it's hard to get the content out there.
Octothorpe Meta. Yeah.
Pretty sure you can still hear those, even with my unnecessarily vehicularly loud car.
Vehicularly loud.
Wow. I'll be completely honest. I just zoned out for a second and I kept talking and I drifted back and like, holy crap, I'm still talking. I hope I didn't say anything. Oh, I did.
I did it now.
Oh, I did. Done did it. But, traffic. We actually have some traffic now. Behind a Tacoma.
Kendrick's going mad. My head.
We're actually completely surrounded by Toyotas, right? Toyotas.
And Joe's just as insane as he's always been.
Oh, yeah.
Joe's been crazy since the dawn of
six.
Itself.
Oh. Okay.
It came before time.
Time immaterial.
Time. Doctor.
So, what I'm hearing is automated. And we need automatic pizzas. That seems like that's an important part there.
Yeah, actually. Hey, wait a minute. Can we talk about that? Can we talk about how
there are automated
cars?
There are
automatic
pizzas.
Do they bring us the pizzas?
No, there are automated pizza machines.
So they don't need people in the automated cars. They just put the pizza oven in the car,
yes.
So it's fresh right
there.
It.
I'm telling you, there is a vending machine.
Fucking awesome!
There is a vending machine that exists in the world today that makes pizzas. And it customizes them. You can pick the toppings.
Where is this, Kendrick?
I don't know. I believe Europe, but I'm not 100% sure.
course it's in Europe.
I did in Europe. Actually, at a train station, I saw something that was literally a French fry machine, and it was a deep fryer in a box that would dump French fries into it, and then it would pull them out and throw them at you.
Just like in a vessel, presumably.
No. It was individual fries that would launch at you as fast as they possibly could.
Like flechettes.
Yeah. It's like a bunch of different.
And they're greasy still, so they hit you and they burn. Those motherfuckers will burn.
They'll stick.
They melt the skin.
They are potato flechettes. Pomme flit. There's a joke in there. You can work it out at home. Folks at home, work that shit out yourself. I ain't got time to tell you.
Put it in the comments.
Basically, future Kendrick, figure that joke out.
Yeah. Get back. How about this? The first person to comment on this who isn't one of the three people in the car right now, I will buy you French fries.
Damn it.
First person who comments, open-ended, forever. As long as it's on the actual blog site, you can't post this somewhere else.
Yeah, if you fucking respond to this on the shit. Facebook and you're like, I want free French fries.
I will slap you in the face. I will drive to your house and I will hit you.
You're getting lucky. Kendrick's letting you off easy.
Yeah. So, all I'm saying, the first person to comment. Kendrick will buy you French fries of your choice.
Yeah.
And I'm opening myself up here because there's a lot of delicious French fries out there that are like, oh, this is a pan-fried, aioli-covered, you know, whatever potato thing that's in the French fries covered with salmon. And I'm like, well, shit, that's like a $45 plate of French fries, but I said I'd do it. And if you can find those, I will buy them for you, and I'll buy some for myself because that shit sounds delicious, but it might be because I'm getting kind of hungry. So regardless, one more time, first person to comment who isn't in this car gets a free plate of French fries on Kendrick. If you're really saucy or attractive, I'll buy you a beer. Is that fair?
Sounds good. No, that sounds like a fucking sweet deal.
I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, I would sign up for that shit.
Yeah.
But
I need to get that for free anyway.
French fries and beer from me?
Yeah, most of the time.
The sweet, sweet loving?
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's not sweet. It's aggressive.
It's aggressive. It was weird before the beard. Oh, yeah. By the way, everyone, Kendrick has no beard.
Oh,
so
no.
Our Sitsock logo.
That hasn't actually been on Facebook yet. I forgot I have to post that.
Our Sitsock logo is now all fucked up.
That's okay.
Take your shit and fuck it up.
I'm going to be growing it back out. Don't worry. I can't stand being naked faced.
Yeah, it's really the worst thing that you could possibly ever have in your life.
It totally, absolutely, unabashedly is.
So. If you have the capacity to grow facial hair,
you are morally obligated to do so.
Yeah, it's like what that rule is with like a convertible thing. Like if you have a convertible and it's like sunny out, you have to have it down.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Well, and if you have a hot tub, you have to have chicks over.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I just thought you were supposed to pee in it a lot
because it
filters.
If you have a blender.
Kyle, I swam in that tub.
If you have a blender.
We all did, Joe.
I know.
It was
Yeah. If you have a blender.
If you have a blender, you're morally obligated to make margaritas at least once every 6 months.
Not where I thought it was going to go, but glad it went there because I do like margaritas.
Yeah. I mean, there's just these rules that exist. That's just how it is. If your car seats more than five, it's the official drunk bus. Doesn't mean you have to drive it, but it means your car is driving to the bar and back. That's how it works. That's why I took this responsibility to buy the 8-seated vehicle with legal seatbelts for 8. So 8 people can get to and from the bar with only 1 DD. This maximizes vehicles and minimizes DDs. Yeah,
I agree.
But all of that would be completely obviated if we had automatic cars. Boom, circled it back.
Snaps.
Yeah, that's how that works. Circling it. Circle it with a dot. I don't know what that means, but I said it.
Circle, circle, dot, dot. Now you have the cootie. Oh, my God.
I almost made that joke earlier, and I didn't, and I'm really glad that I
Yeah, because you saw how stupid it sounds, huh?
Oh, yeah, but I do that.
Yeah,
like,
you just
I do
dumbed
it
up.
Well.
You yep. fucked I, it up, Kyle. You fucked it up.
I didn't fuck anything up.
You're fucking it up, folks.
So this is the point of the week in which we've lost all semblance of...
Yeah, it's worth noting this is Friday afternoon.
Brain power.
And all of us have gone dumb.
Dead from the neck up, as I like
oh,
to call
man, that
Sorry,
was
that was
rough.
A little more aggressive than I intended to accelerate. Boom. So
this
isn't
know what to handle a V8 yet.
Into the Durango.
Well, it's mostly that the last car I had, the accelerator had, is a lot of play in the beginning of the pedal, and this one doesn't have that. So it's like your choices are not going and going,
or being there.
Yeah, you're either not going at all, or you're there now. Hooray! Oh, you cocksucker!
Fuck.
Get in the fucking go! My God.
Well,
I love that this traffic. Culminates in the the end is the stupidest move ever.
In the dumbest person I've ever seen operating a motor vehicle.
All right.
Are you taking a picture?
Yeah, so we can put it on this.
So, should probably blur something out.
Don't care.
Oh my God, he's still not in the lane. Okay, Jesus Christ.
Fucking
All right, so
shit bag.
To be fair, we brought this on ourselves.
I can feel it in my bum. I can feel the acceleration in my body.
You like that. You like the acceleration in your body. Yeah, this is good for both of us. That was Kung Pao Enter the Fist. Which is my favorite stupid martial arts movie. Actually, it's in our top five because it's up there with everything. What's his name does? Stephen Chow. Because he did Kung Fu Hustle and God of Cookery and Shaolin Soccer and all those things. But Kung Pao Enter the Fist is great because it's just stupidly edited. Old movies. They took two or three old martial arts movies and just edited them together, and then and then drew in, and just drew him in basically, just CG'd his punk ass in there. Sometimes just his face, and it looks like they did it, and you know that's what they did, and it's awful. And then they just redubbed everything, and you can't stop from laughing because there's all this stupid shit. Like to stitch scenes together, they'll just put random interstitial things like "I am a great wizard. Now your shirt is green," because they edited, they switched it to a scene where his shirt was green. But they, well, the other guy had the same color, so they, and now your shirt is blue. And they just like, the fuck is going on? And it's awesome. And my favorite part ever is when they're just jamming dialogue where it does not belong. Yeah. There's the one, the two guys walking along, and they're like, "We are both ventriloquists, ventriloquists, ventriloquists," because their mouths are not moving at all. And so it's like, that is the cheapest way to do it. What is wrong with you? It's awesome is what it is.
So we're going to pause again right now and end the podcast on the note that you should go watch Kung Pao, Enter the Fist.
I highly recommend it. It's stupid. It's funny. There is enough new footage where it's worth your time just to watch it. Because, I mean, it is... It's not just those old movies. And there's a lot of really funny, good shit.
It's also worth the name for the Wii U.
That's true.
Really?
No, that's just...
I know the joke, but I thought that was serious. Yeah. All right, well...
All right. This is Kendrick.
Kyle.
And Joe.
Saying, go fuck yourself. No. Not saying that. Saying goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.